This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Think about every big Wall Street movie you've ever seen and who played the starring roles. Michael Douglas in Wall Street, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of, Christian Bale in American Psycho. It's always dudes in the biggest parts. Before you tweet at me, yes, Melanie Griffith co-starred in Working Girl, but she played a secretary in that one. When Hollywood puts a rich, powerful banker in the lead role, it's generally a man. And while there is still a long, long way to go, there are a whole lot more women on actual Wall Street today than in the decades that those movies took place. You wouldn't know it from pop culture Wall Street, where women get mostly supporting parts, if any. But there are some hopeful signs. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now from New York.
When the indie film Equity opens Friday, moviegoers will meet the character Naomi Bishop, the powerful and rich banker who drives the whole movie. Early on, the film sets a tone that it's a very different kind of Wall Street story. In this scene, Bishop is speaking on a panel of female leaders when a young woman asks what motivates her.
I like money.
Anna Gunn, multiple Emmy Award winner for her work on Breaking Bad, plays Bishop.
I am not going to sit here and tell you that I only do what I do to take care of other people, because it is okay to do it for ourselves, for how it makes us feel.
Sundance and Tribeca Film Festival screenings built buzz for Equity. Wall Street women have been excited about it for months.
There was so much in that script that I could identify with, and I could identify with the character of Naomi. I was interested right at the get-go.
That's Candy Strait, a longtime finance professional. When the producers came to her looking for advice and investment, she didn't just open her wallet. She signed on as executive producer and opened her address book. Other women she knew on Wall Street were eager to back a film with someone like them at the center.
Women probably financed 80% of the movie.
And she's quick to point out they made money when Sony Pictures Classics bought the film for $3.5 million. There are women in front of and behind the camera. The director and screenwriter are women, and two women produced it, including Alicia Reiner. She says she's a fan of some iconic Wall Street movies, but always found something missing.
Their portrayal of women is what made me, when we first started talking about this, go, I don't know if I want to do a Wall Street movie. And then seeing, we don't have to talk about it. We can change it.
She and Sarah Megan Thomas, the other producer, have their own company, Broad Street Pictures. Their goal is creating better opportunities for women in Hollywood, on screen and off. Like Reiner, Thomas performs in Equity.
That's why we want to put women as leaders on Wall Street in this movie, in this complex role that Anna Gunn plays wonderfully, because it's just there and we're changing what people see, which will then change how they feel about women in power.
Equity stands out because a high-level Wall Street woman is the main character, but there are signs it won't stand alone for long. This year's novel, Opening Bell, also revolves around a female banker. Author Maureen Sherry previously had a high-level job at a big Wall Street bank.
I did want to make a strong female character who is perhaps a little bit quirky and hopefully likable be that main character, because I hadn't read a book like that.
We'll likely see a movie like that soon, too. Reese Witherspoon's production company snapped up rights to the book before it came out, with an eye toward Witherspoon starring.
I think the reason that there was interest from Hollywood was because there's a interest in having women who are strong and successful, not because they're beautiful, not because they're with the guy who happens to be the billionaire. And I think it just portends to what's going on in Hollywood, where there is this real focus now on getting women more involved in movies. It's kind of a wave, and I think the timing was right.
Hollywood has a real-life relationship with Wall Street, which expects movies to make money for shareholders. Whether more powerful women bankers command the pop culture spotlight will depend on whether audiences come out to support these kinds of stories. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.